We're beginning Perek Yud Gimel. If we were to learn Perek Yud Gimel properly, it would take us almost a few years. It's Rav Kook's dream. His whole life is devoted to this inyan. At least, certainly from the time that he came to Eretz Yisrael. Every single Torah that he said is molded by this vision that he had of Teres Eretz Yisrael, the difference between Teres Chutz La'aretz and Teres Eretz Yisrael, which the Maisa, for the past 5-6 years, Shavuos night, that's really been the sugya, the need of Teres Eretz Yisrael. And the hardest thing here is to be mitzamtzem. We'll try to learn inside to understand, and then to do a little bit, because this Mamish is Ein Sof of what could be done over here to explain and to go into this inyan. We could learn different sugyas and shas to try to demonstrate what Rav Kook was talking about. Maybe we'll do one, but I just can't do it. Matzif here. So, he was so ahead of his time. Aleph Kishalom Dim Harbe Nister Perek Gimel Page Ayin Gimel. Kishalom Dim Harbe Nister. When a person, when we learn a lot of Nister, and Nister doesn't have to mean Kabbalah mamish, but we learn Pnimis HaTorah. Shalom Dim Harbe Nister, when you learn a lot of Pnimis HaTorah. As Kol Mashem Evinim V'Loim Dim Mehanigla, then everything that we understand and all that we learn in the Nigla of Torah, in the revealed Torah, in Halacha, and Gemara and Mishnah and so on, Tanakh. As Komash Mevina Veloim De Mehanigla Meir Bor Yikars, is shining with a precious light. Umizgala Haifas Hanister Uskalosa Akol Hanyonim Hamusag Mishabinikla. And the great school, the great koach, the great beauty and energy, and all of the sweetness of the nister, of that which is contained in Torah's nister, shines upon and influences our understanding of all that we're learning in Nigla. And this is the way of the Yerushalmi. Everybody, of course, knows that we have Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. The way of the Yerushalmi is to learn Teres HaNigla, to learn the revealed Torah under the influence of the hidden Torah. That these are inseparable. And that if one does not join the two together, then the understanding, it's not only that the person who's not learning Nister is in violation of all that we were learning last couple of years, especially the last year, not learning Pnimis HaTorah, not learning about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but even the understanding of Nigla, even that person's understanding of Nigla, the revealed Torah, is terribly, terribly deficient. This view of the Kesher between Nista v'nigla is Shita Sayyushami. This is the Yisayt of Teres Eretz Yisrael. Zuhi Shita Sayyushami. The Yushami says Shemiterek Shechasidim Hayu Terosam Mizbareches. When the Yushami, we're going to see all this inside me, I'm going to talk a lot about this. We're just going to learn it quickly now, and then we'll come back to it and learn it carefully. The Yushalmi and the Bavli tell us about the Hasidim Rishonim, that there were these great and righteous people, that they would spend time learning. They would spend time rather davening before learning. An hour before learning, they would be davening, and then there would be again afterwards the chassidim rishonim, the davening again afterwards after the learning. And the Torah, the difference between Yushalmi and the Bavli is that the Yushalmi says Shemitarech shechsidim hayu terasim es bereches. They're spending so much time davening. Are you shayim shachas and shayim shachas afterwards? So what was with their learning? There was so much davening going on. Sholoshoyes. We'll see inside the different gifts. But they were learning. They were davening so much. So what's going to be with their learning? So the Yushalmi says Shemitarech shechsidim hayu. Terosam Mizbareches. That because they were Hasidim, the Torah was Mizbareches. The Torah somehow was uplifted and was blessed, was affected by their tefillahs. V'loy rak kedivrei ha-Bavli. But the Bavli's Girsa, the same Gemara, the Bavli's Girsa is Shatirosa Mishtameres. That the Torah is Mishtameres. It's not the same thing. Not Mizbareches, Mishtameres. The entire we're going to go into this, but just the entire Bryce says, Chasidim HaRishonim HaYishon Shachas Mespalim Shachas V'chazen V'shoyin Shachas. That before davening,
before learning,
Before davening. How you showing? I said learning. Before davening. How you showing sha'achas? An hour before davening. Umespalin sha'achas, and they would daven for an hour. And chosen showing sha'achas. And then after davening, they would spend another hour, whatever. 9 hours. 9 hours of tefillah and hezbonimus. 9 hours. So that was the Gemara's question. V'chimi achas shoyin teisha shows beyom v'tfila. Since they're spending 9 hours, before I made a mistake, I was mixing up with the learning. They were an hour before davening, they were preparing for davening, whatever that was. Then they would daven for an hour, and then there was an hour after davening, where they were also in another place. So the Gemara says, if they spend 9 hours a day in tefillah, in this activity of tefillah, if they spend 9 hours a day, then first of all, how was it possible for them to preserve their learning? This is the Girsa of Bavli. Terosim heyach mishtameres. Two things. How are they able to hold on to their learning? They're busy 9 hours a day davening. So how are they able to hold on to their learning? And not only that, how are they able to make a parnasa? What were they doing? So the Bavli's answer is, Elamitoch shechasidim heim terosa mishtameres umalachtan misbareches. That because they were Hasidim, they were very righteous people, their Torah was somehow guarded and preserved. Umalachton Mizbareches. and there was a special bracha that their work had, that they were able to work less, and they made a parnasa. Rashi explains, Tarosa Mishtameres, Besach Libam Shein Talmud Mishtakeh. Mishtameres means that they were able to remember what they learned. So they didn't need that much chazar. They didn't have to review as much. So they spent 9 hours, each tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, and Marv, an hour before davening, being nisbonin in something, davening, and then an hour after davening, also his hisbonin. Then the rest of the day, learning and working. And then Mincha, the same thing, 3 hours, and then Marv, 3 hours. 9 hours a day. So Rashi says to us, Mishtameres b'sarach libam, in their hearts, ain talmud mishtakeh. They didn't forget their learning. So that's the gears of the Bavli. I'm just going over the reading inside the Gemara, what Rav Kook brings. The Talmud Yerushalmi's gears is a little bit different. Chassidim Arishonim HaYishoyin Shachas Mispan Shachas Vishoyin Shachas Lachat Filos, same program. So Eimasai Oyeskim B'Torah, Eimasai Oyeskim B'Malachta, when were they learning and when were they working? It was obvious to the Bavli and Yerushalmi that they were learning and working. You probably noticed that. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lozer, Ayidei Shayu Chassidim. So the Yerushalmi says, Ayidei Shayu Chassidim, Haisa Brocha Nitenes B'Terosan. There was a Brocha in their learning. Ubrocha Nitenes B'Malachtan, and there was a Brocha in their work. That their learning and their working was Mizbareches. So the Bavli says mishtamberes, that since they were chassidim and they spent 9 hours a day in this avoid of tefillah, the Bavli says that the Torah, they were able to hold on to it. It was mishtamberes. They could remember it. So they didn't have to do much, they didn't have to review as much, they were able to hold on to their learning. Remember, everything in those days was Baal Peh, was oral. So it was mishtamberes. But the Yerushalmi doesn't say mishtamberes. The Yerushalmi says Mizbareches. It was Mizbarech. There was above and beyond. There was greater learning. So look what Rav Kook says. Venira, the 6 lines down, Venira, Shai Yerushalmi Oisei Bachsidim Yoisrael Yoinim. It seems that the Yerushalmi is talking about a higher level of chassidus. These were chassidim. These are Eretz Yisrael, chassidim, Yerushalayim, chassidim. V'nesha Yerushalmi oisei b'chassidim yoyisrael yoynim. Seems that the Yerushalmi is oisei and chassidim who on a higher madrega. Sha'atayim misgadelis u'misaderis etzlam. That as a result of the time that they invested in their tefillah and in their hisbarnus, as a result of that, not only were they able to hold on to what they learned to remember, but the Torah is misgadeles umisaderes. Misaderes became more powerful, adir became more powerful. Ayidei hayifas hasogas hakodesh, as a result of these hasogas of kedusha, but they were Isaacin during the 9 hours of tefillah and his bonanus. Shatur misgadelus misaderes eslam aydei hafas hasogis hakodesh mimata kamus. Even though they had less time to learn. I mean, there wasn't that much time to learn because of the 9 hours that were spent in that avoid, there was less time. But despite that, mimata kamus l'necholim gedolim ve'esanim, that the small time that they spent learning was transformed into great powerful rivers, currents of Torah. U'masigim orish al Torah, and they were able to grasp the light of Torah. Gam ayidei hatfila vehizbaininus shaba. Through tfila and hizbaininus shaba, and meditating upon it. Which Rav Kook understands means nister. So what was the mysterious Shayin Sha'achas? What was the mysterious hour that was spent an hour before tefillah? And what's the hour after tefillah? What was that? What were those 2 hours? So Rav Kook understands that the hour before davening, the hour after davening, well, hour was spent in his bainus in Sisrei Torah, in the deepest secrets of Torah. V'shekoydim sh'achala, before davening and after davening. I also would just say they daven 3 hours, and then they daven 9 hours. There was a sh'achas before, and there's a sh'achas after. V'shekoydim sh'achala, she'em heim gufei Torah, v'nishmasa shal Torah. Gufei Torah, could be Gufei Torah that they were learning, perhaps Gufei Torah together with Nigla, Gufei Torah, regular Torah, before and after, together with Nishmas Shel Torah, together with the Neshama of Torah, a program of Nigla and Nista, before davening, and a program of Nigla and Nista after davening, and then to go to work and so on. And in this matter, there's a difference between being in Eretz Yisrael, the avira, the air of Eretz Yisrael. She'echoy l'ruach hakodesh la'ashpia gam al toichen ha-halachas, that the ruach hakodesh that is available, that is present in Eretz Yisrael, that ruach hakodesh has the ability la'ashpia to affect, to influence gam al toichen ha-halachas, even the contents of the halacha that was being learned in Eretz Yisrael, the Talmud Yerushalmi. Over Chutz Laretz, however, in Chutz Laretz, Ruach HaKodesh mispashetes begolui rak al ha-agadis. In Chutz Laretz, Ruach HaKodesh is mispashet, it spreads forth, it influences in a clear way only the non-halachic parts of Torah. So Rav Kook, again, we're going to learn much more about this. So Rav Kook is saying that in Eretz Yisrael, because of this special avir of Eretz Yisrael, that you're in the place of Nevuah of Ruach HaKodesh, the headquarters of Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, everything is under the influence of that Ruach HaKodesh. Therefore, even the halachas, the nigla, is different. Is influenced by this Ruach HaKodesh, this Nevuah, this Avira of Ruach HaKodesh that's present in Eretz Yisrael. That's the need of Talmud Yerushalmi. That's the need of Mizbareches. The Torah was Mizbareches. It wasn't only that they were able to have a special Siyata Deshmaya to remember what they learned, but as a result of the Hizbaininus, as a result of this burdenness in the Tzad Hanister of Torah, because they were in Eretz Yisrael, the Avir of Eretz Yisrael, the Ruach HaKodesh of Eretz Yisrael, causes even that Torah which is Nigla, even the Halachas, to be Mizbareches. So the Nigla of Torah in Eretz Yisrael, the revealed Torah, the Halachas of Torah, are under the influence of the Tzad HaNister, of the hidden Torah, and of Ruach HaKodesh. Masha'en kein in Chutz Laretz. But there also, there is an influence of Ruach HaKodesh. But it only reaches, begolui, in a clear way, the Agadis, the non-halachic parts of Torah. The Agadis. the halachas in chutzlaretz, the halacha is nidaynis al pi asechel ha'enoshi. In chutzlaretz, halacha, the nigla, is learned al pi asechel ha'enoshi, through human understanding and reason, without the influence of nista. And that's what Chazal say on the pasuk in Eicha, v'machashakim hayshivani. You placed me in dark. You put me in dark places. V'machashakim hayshivani. Chazal say, ze Talmuda shel Bavel. Dark places is called Talmud Bavli. The Torah of Chutz Laretz is called dark. V'machashakim hayshivani. Ze Talmuda shel Bavel. And everything here is we need to work on a lot. We must be passing like the Bavli. Or our lives are guarded by the Bavli, not by the Yerushalmi. So we're going to have to learn a little bit, much more about this.
Does it apply here?
We have to talk about that. The inyan of Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi. The Torah is not in Shemayim, which Rav Kook seems to be in violation of that principle here, is not what it's cut out to be. And that's what we have to learn. It's not what we were taught. Or maybe you were taught. But it's not what in general we were taught growing up. The limitation of Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi is not as strong as we thought, and we're going to learn a lot about that in Mitzvah Shem. Obviously, this entire thing depends upon how we understand the klal of Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi. The Torah is not in Shemayim. Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi. And yet the pasuk says, Mipiv Da'as Usvun. Mipiv, from Hashem's mouth, comes forth our understanding. So we have a lot to learn about this. So the halach is not up here, Seichel Nishi. So Eretz Yisrael, all Torah in Eretz Yisrael, is under the influence of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. Is affected by Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, the barriers traditionally between Teres HaNista and Teres HaNigla were hardly existent. Very, very, very thin barriers between Nigla and Nista. And the two interface constantly in Eretz Yisrael, Nigla and Nista. Masha'enken in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, the world of Halacha, of Nigla, is Seichel HaNishi. Depends, it would seem, entirely upon human intellect. And the non-halachic part, Agadata, so on, Pnimius, Agadata, that's learned as a separate department, as a separate division of Talmud Torah. It's not an inyan of Ruach HaKadosh and Nevuah. But in Eretz Yisrael, everything in Torah is influenced by Ruach HaKadosh and Nevuah. Now what we were learning at Shavuos night a bit was that one can go through all the machlokes in between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and if you learn the machlokes in carefully, you'll see that it's due to this difference. Every single machlokes in Bavli and Yerushalmi, every difference between Bavli and Yerushalmi can be understood according to this. It requires a tremendous amount of work. And Rav Kook gave a number of examples of this, and we find other examples in the writings of other tzaddikim. But the difference between Bavli and Yerushalmi is the difference between Teres Eretz Yisrael and Teres Chutz La'aretz. And Teres Eretz Yisrael is a Torah that's all Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Nigla Nista is a Torah that's under the influence of Ruach HaKadosh and Nevuah. In Chutz La'aretz there's Nista, Pnimius HaTorah, and there's Nigla. And Nigla, the revealed Torah in Chutz La'aretz, of Chutz La'aretz is Seichel HaNishi, is human intellect. Omnam, however, mitoich hachoshech, from within the darkness of galus, yitzmach, or gadol, there will come forth, there will grow a great light. And ha'om ha'olchem hachoshech, and the nation that walks in the darkness of galus, ro, or gadol, saw a great light. Yoishve be'eretz salmavas, even those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, which means in chutzlarts and galus, or noga aleihem, the light was shining upon them. Bnei Shemay readim bezeh es ha'oris hashchina ha'elyoyin l'shtei reis ha'chaim ha'namuchais, because in chutzlarts the avoda was to draw down the light of the Shechina, that exalt the light of the Shechina, all the way down to the Shteiros Achaim, to the pathways of life, Hanamuchas, the lowest pathways of life, which is Chutz Laaretz, to draw the light of Hashem down to the lowest places, which is the Tachlis of creation. And with the light of Torah and Chutz Laaretz, they were able to illuminate many dark alleyways. He said, no, you're saying this is really what we're learning in Motzei Shabbos. This is what Avraham Avinu wanted to do. Vagad l'shemech. He said, no, you're saying Yod l'kama rechoikim sheyavo v'yiskarvu. This made it possible for many who are far away from Hashem. To come near, and to become attached to the exalted light, the radiance of the Torah itself. Next page, Torah Eretz Yisrael. It's the essence of Torah, Torah Eretz Yisrael, as it says in Pasuk. The gold of the land is very good. And Chazal explained, what is the gold of Eretz Yisrael? Ein Torah k'Torah Eretz Yisrael. Ve'en Chochmah k'Chochmah Eretz Yisrael. There is no Torah like Torah Eretz Yisrael. Chazal used that lashon, Torah Eretz Yisrael. Ve'en Chochmah k'Chochmah Eretz Yisrael. And there is no Chochmah k'Chochmah Eretz Yisrael. They're not saying there's no Nevuah. Just that there's no Nevuah, Nevuah is Eretz Yisrael. Or there's no Ruach HaKadosh outside of Eretz Yisrael. They're saying, Ein Torah Keter is Eretz Yisrael. And Ein Chochmah Chochmah is Eretz Yisrael. The Torah and the Chochmah is different. So let's stop here. The pages that you have, let me give you a little bit of background. There's a wonderful sefer. The Mechaber's name is Rav Arla Harel. His first name is less than how the same Isis. Arla Harel. The kids would say nowadays that that's pretty cool. So he's the Rosh Yeshiva in Shiloh. He's the Rosh Yeshiva that has the Yeshiva in Shiloh. I don't know him personally. It sounds like he's a great Talmud Chacham. So he wrote a sefer, Teres HaRo'eh. I don't know if you can get it nowadays. I mean, I got it in San Ches, maybe it's around still now, so don't bother on Central Avenue. It's real Mahashakim HaYeshivani over here. Ballpark is a little Teres HaYeshivani itself.
With an ayin or an aleph?
Huh?
Haroeh with an ayin or an aleph?
It's with an aleph, but it also means with an ayin. Haroeh is Rav Kook, is the roeh. Kvar Haroeh, right? That was named after him. It was named after Rav Kook. Rabbi Avram Yitzchak HaKohen. And this entire sefer is on the subject of Torah Eretz Yisrael. The number of svarim that have come out over the past 10, 15 years or so, as you get closer to Mashiach, from some of the Rosh Yeshiva, from the Hezdi Yeshivas, on this subject of this one paragraph that we just learned. A number of Svarim have come out just on this. And I've been learning these Svarim for the past couple of years. And the one that I have found to be the shortest and the most direct is this one, Teres HaRoeh, to help us understand. The others are lengthier and more complicated. There'll be different pieces here and there that we'll talk about from those Svarim as well, and use some of the Ma'ar Mekaymus from those Svarim. Before we start learning inside, to go through this carefully, so you should have 3 pages with 2 sides, 6 pages, and please hold on to them. The machine worked very hard to do that. Before we start, let me just read you a sentence from one of Cook's letters. In the Igros, Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Yud Gimel. There's a sentence from Rav Kook which I think is a good way to begin. You don't have, it's not inside. Just listen. Zeha min shel ha'orva ha'eden shel ha'kedusha. This species, this type of light, an eden, delight, light and delight, shel ha'kedusha of holiness, Hanimse be'Eretz Yisrael, that is to be found in Eretz Yisrael, the Talmidei Chachamim Mevakshe Hashem, the special type of light and beauty and delight of holiness that is found in Eretz Yisrael by the Talmidei Chacham Mevakshe Hashem, by the Talmidei Chacham of Eretz Yisrael who are seeking Hashem, Einenu Nimse Klal B'Chutz La'aretz. Einenu nimsa klal b'chutz la'aretz, is not to be found klal. The special min of or of light, an eden of paradise, of delight, of kedusha, by the Talmid Chacham Mevakshe Hashem of Eretz Yisrael. Einenu nimsa klal b'chutz la'aretz. Now listen to what he says. Va'anochi b'zeh hayodea ve'ed kifi katni, and I myself know this, and I am a witness. Kefi katni, according in measure of my own smallness. I mean, he says the word kefi katni, but Rav Kook is saying, I'm speaking from experience. That's what he's saying. Va'anochi bezeh hayodea ve'ed. I myself, Rav Kook is one of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael Mevakshe Hashem. I myself know this, and I'm a witness to this. Kefi katni. Now we're going to learn that what Rav Kook, this entire sheet of Rav Kook, which after we spend a couple of weeks being Isaac in this, then we'll come to the rest of the parable very quickly. It will be very easy. Without the Akdam, it would be almost impossible. We're going to learn that although when you first see this, and there's no question that the traditional way of learning, like right away, Yeshua said, "What about Torah v'Shamayim? What's going on over here? What happened to the rule of Torah Lo B'Shamayim? Torah is in this world. What's going on? The Ruach HaKadosh and Nevuah plays a role. Nevuah and Ruach HaKadosh plays a role in Halacha, in Nigla. That's the obvious question. So it sounds very radical. There was an article that I wrote about Reb Tzadik years ago in a magazine that the Jewish Action is a magazine. Yeah, I think it still comes out, that magazine, from time to time. So there were some very, very good people that were behind that, or Isaac in that publication. So years ago, I know exactly how long it was, when we were coming into the 21st century. So they wanted to, the editor there wanted different people to write articles on great thinkers, great tzaddikim, who had a tremendous hashpah upon our understanding of Yiddishkeit, thinkers from the 20th century. So the Alter from Slobodka, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Huttner, and so on. And I was asked to write about Reb Tzadok HaKohen Lublin, who just made it. He died in 1900. He died in 1900. It's a little funny to say. I said, he's not the 20th century. He died. He died mamish in 1900. He died Tessel. Tessel. All right, so it was Tessel. So, nevertheless, I wrote an article there on the Kohen, which is to write in a few pages, and Tzadok was a very, very hard thing. I put a lot of koiches into that. These two Kahanim, who never met, Reb Tzadok and Reb Kook, although it's now quite clear that towards the end of his life that Reb Kook was able to see Ksavim, he saw some Ksavim from Reb Tzadok. Rav Hadari from Yeshivas HaKotel wrote an important article, Shnei HaKohanim HaGedolim, on Rav Kook, comparing the teachings of Rav Kook and Rav Tzadok HaKohen. He wrote that article maybe 40 years ago. Comparing the two Kohanim, Shnei HaKohanim HaGedolim. So I wrote there a little bit, I touched upon this inyan that we're learning now, because in this subject of Teres Eretz Yisrael on the Hashpah of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah on Teres Shebaal Peh, on the Nigla of Teres Shebaal Peh, is found throughout the writings of Reb Tzadok. Throughout the writings of Reb Tzadok HaKohen. And we're going to see that it goes back to the Gra. And then when you start to, of course, learn it properly, you realize it goes back to Tanakh and to Chazal and so on. So there was a letter that was written in response to what I wrote. There was a letter that was written by he's a very fine person. He's a Yekid. So I don't mean he's a Yekish, and he's not just a Yekid. He's from that world of Breuer and Shamshal Hirsch. So he wrote a letter that this is all apikorsis. It's mamish apikorsis. He wrote such a strong letter. It's all apikorsis. And Tara Lo B'Shamayim. And then he quoted something from a verse about the Zinyat Tala Shemaimi, and it's a lot because. Now this is an individual who, to my understanding, I hope he's still well, but to my, he's alive. I hope so. I don't know. But to my understanding, this is a person who's been learning in yeshiva for his entire life. He never went anywhere outside of yeshiva, and he's certainly a fine Talmud Chacham. It was so shocking to him. he thought that Reb Tzadok HaKohen, in that article I quoted from Rav Kook as well, he thought that Reb Tzadok HaKohen and Rav Kook were Isaac and Apikarsis, God forbid, and they made something up. And it's in violation of one of the greatest principles of halacha, of Torah Lo B'Shamayim. Kila Reb Tzadok and Rav Kook never heard of Torah Lo B'Shamayim. They didn't understand the Kalamatosh. So like I usually do when it comes to these things, I wrote a very, very strong response. I didn't send that. No, I always do that. I write what's on my mind.
Can we see it?
No, when you see, like, if there have ever been one or two things that I've written back, I don't know if I have done that once in a while. I very rarely do that, but when I write back, so I always write the one for myself. That's usually like 15, 20 pages, and then I write a half a page in a very nice way, like to the person. I don't send that one. There was once that I was going to send something, and one of the people from the shul that I'm very close to looked over and said, "You can't do that. It's got to be." So I cut it down a few times. So I wrote first a long, strong letter with a thousand Maamarim HaKaimis. That I'm sorry to say, you never learned the Zohar Kodesh, you never learned Pnimius HaTorah, you're a big tzaddik, but you're an Am Haaretz. And in this, I'm not saying a total Am Haaretz, I'm sure he's a much, much bigger learner than I am, but in this whole part of Torah, which is Yiddishkeit, which is Pnimius HaTorah, you never learned it. I mean, the deepest he ever got was what he saw. So he's quoting that Rav Shamshal Hirsch. Rav Shamshal Hirsch was a great tzaddik and a great Talmud Chacham, but that's not called a Torah Kula. The Jewish Action printed that very, very, very much revised, softened, and modified letter, just as a response, and just a little thing instead of the whole thing. We just sent a little bit back. But Ad Kedekach, was it seen as something which is radical? and worse than radical, against the Torah. But this is the very thing that Rav Kook was crying about, and all we've been learning about throughout Aris HaTorah, that the Talmid Chacham, such as this very fine person, that the Talmid Chachamim, who are not Isaac and Pnimis HaTorah, they don't get it. They don't get it. So to them, what we're learning now is something which is very, very strange, very shocking. The purpose of learning what we're going to now from this beautiful Sefer is to help us go back to the Makaris, to the easier and clearer Makaris, not in Kabbalah. The other Sram that Isaac and it are dealing more with the Kabbalah part. Here, we're not going to be going to the Kabbalah. We're going to be learning from the Makaris of Nigla. Where does Torah Eretz Yisrael come from? What is Torah Eretz Yisrael? Is it possible that there's a hashpah of Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh on the learning that takes place in Gemara and in Halacha? Could there be such a thing? Is it possible? So he begins by bringing our paragraph that we just learned on the right side. And then, so on the second side over there, on the left side of the page, on top, b'shireinu hayayim, these are shirim that he gave in Aris HaTorah, on the left side of the first page. B'shireinu hayayim anu olam madrega, lepizga shel kedusha v'ruchnis. In our shir today, we're going to rise to a madrega, a higher level that we were learning until now, to the highest point of Kedusha and Ruchnis. Imad ata, if until now, asaknu b'chashivas limud ha'agode ha'machshove v'hanister, that's what we were learning until now in Aris HaTorah. The chashivas, the importance of learning the non-halachic parts, together, of course, with the halacha. But to learn agode, the importance of learning agode, and learning machshove, and learning nister, Kabbalah, Agode, Machshava, and Kabbalah. Until now, that's what we were learning in Aris HaTorah. V'ichudan im Teres HaNigla. And the unity that exists between Teres HaNista and Teres HaNigla. That's what we were learning until now in Aris HaTorah. Ka'es, now, on the Olam Kaima, we're going to the next floor, to the top floor. Now here there should be a warning for mature audiences only. We're going to the highest floor. Now we're not just talking about machshava, that it's important that we learn not only Shas and Poskim, but that we also learn Maharal and Kuzri and Ramchal and so on. And it's not only that it's not only important that besides Gemara and Poskim, we learn Zohar Kodesh, and we learn Kisvari and Chassidus, and so on. But now, we're going to the highest floor, which is Teres Mashiach, which is the Teres Yerushalayim. And the highest floor is the Shilov, the interfacing of Nevuah Ruach HaKodesh, B'limud Shel Torah, of Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. Just Pnimius, Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. When we're learning Torah, when we're learning Negla. So Naschil Kedarkeinu B'limud HaPiskum Me'Aris HaTorah. So we go back to the first sentence of this paragraph, and we review. Kishaloyedem Habi Nister, we just saw this, when you learn a lot of Nister, Az Kol Mashem Evinim B'Loyim D'Me HaNigla, then everything that you learn in Nigla, Me'yer B'Or Yikarus, is shining with a precious light. Umizgala hoifas hanister uskalosa al kol hainyonim humusagim shibenigla. And the light of Nister and the skula, the koach, the blessing, the treasure, the energy of Nister appears upon and shines upon and influences all that we understand in Nigla. those who were at the Shia Shuas night, this past Shuas, when the sugya was the Inyan of Rabbi Akiva, might remember those words, or Yikaros. Kol Rasa, Kol Yakar Ra'asa Einai. All that is precious, his eyes saw. Chazal learned it's going in Rabbi Akiva. And the master of Torah Eretz Yisrael is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. And that's what we're learning on Shuas night. The Or Yikaros. The light of the most precious light of Torah is this fusion of Ruach HaKodesh, of Ruach HaKodesh and the Vur into the Nigla of Torah, into the revealed Torah. So he explains this, the Rashid here explains. Kfisha Birarnu Bishir HaKodem. As we clarified in the last Shia, Ichud HaNistav HaNigla, which was on the subject of the unity of Nister and Nigla, Meir es HaNigla Bo'er Chadosh. We already learned this inyan of the Ichud, of the unity of Nister and Nigla, that Lo Shnei Olam es Nifradim Yeshnam Kan, that Nigla and Nister are not two separate worlds. El Shnayim Shehem Echad. There are two that are one. Shnayim Shehem Echad. B'kol Echad Meir Es Chaveiro. And each one illuminates the other. Nigla Nista. Achkan, over here, now in this parak. Medaber Harav on the Kuda Amuka Yoser. Here, Rav Kook moves to a deeper Nakuda. Mitach Isud Bepnim Yusa Shel Torah, through learning and learning Pnim Yusa Torah, the Nister of Torah, Mizgala Oruchni El Yain, Belimur HaChelek HaSichli Shel Torah. There is revealed, there's a revelation. A revelation means it comes from someplace else, not your Seichel. It comes from a place beyond Seichel. There's Mizgala or Ruchni Elyon, a great exalted spiritual light, the Limud HaChelek HaSichli, when you're learning the Chelek HaSichli, when learning the Chelek of Nigla, Halacha, the part that's intellect, of the intellect. Zois Lomar HaRav Mihashros HaSugis Ben Abavli Vayushalmi. And Rav Kook learned this in the context of this difference between the Bavli and the Yushalmi that we began with. The Talmud Bavli, in the Gemara Brach Islamid Beis, Mefia Braisa, the Braisa says the following. Just to review. Tana Rabban Chesidim Yishonim, HaYishon Sha'achas, Mispal Sha'achas, V'chayzun Yishon Sha'achas. The Chesidim Yishonim, these great people, they would spend an hour before davening, they would daven, and then an hour after davening before they would go off into learning and work. V'chimeachas Yishon Teisha Shavuos B'yom B'tfila, since the Gemara says they were spending 9 hours davening with the Inyan of Tfila of Dveikas Bashem, 9 hours of Dveikas Bashem, Terosan, the next page, turn over the page, Terosan Heyach Mishtameres. So Terosan Heyach Mishtameres, how do they remember their learning? When did they do Chazar? When did they review? Or Malach then Heyach Nasis, and when did they work? El Mitor Shechassidim Heim, so the Bavli says, since they were Chassidim, in the little time that they had, so they learned, they were able to remember, because in those days they had to review and review and review, everything was oral, was baal peh. So they didn't have that much time for reviewing, but because of their chassidus, the Torah is mishtameris. And the malacha, even though they only had a little time to work, there was a bracha in their parnasa, and they worked a little bit, and they were able to make a parnasa. Umazbir Rashi. So Rashi says over there, Terosa Mishtameres B'soich Liba, in their hearts. Meaning, She'ein Talmud Mishtakeh. They didn't forget their learning. That's such a bracha. Everybody was walking around like a little Rogachev, a little Moshe Feinstein. And whatever they learned, they remembered. These Chassidim. Vila B'Talmud Yerushalmi. But the Talmud Yerushalmi's gear is different. Vila B'Talmud Yerushalmi, Hanusach Shenik Tzas, Chassidim HaRishayinim, When were they Isaac and they were doing all this Dveikas Bashem, 9 hours of Dveikas and davening, so when was the when were they learning and when were they working? On Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Lozer, Aideisha Yuchsidim, since they were Chasidim, Haisa Bracha Nitenis Bitaros, and there was a bracha in their Torah. Not that it's Mishtameris, they remembered everything. There was a bracha. Bracha meaning more. And the little that they were working, there was a brocha, more panasa. Climber. Not only that their Torah was guarded, meaning that they remembered, they only had to learn it whatever once and they were able to remember it, so they didn't have to spend hours and hours reviewing. There was more of it. Nisgadlov and Nisrabsa. What does that mean? If you learned it, you learned it. And that's what it is. What's Nisgadlov and Nisrabsa? Al diyuk ze oimet harav. So this is the diyuk that we just learned in the Arsa Torah, that Rav Kook is medayik. Umasbiro, bezui shita se Yerushalmi. This is the shita of Yerushalmi. This inyan of Nisbareches, of Nisgadla v'Nisrabsa, is Shita say Yerushalmi, Shemitar Shechsidim Hayu, Terosim Nisbareches, V'lo Yirak Kedivei HaBavli, Shaterosim Mishtameres. V'nir Shay Yerushalmi Oisib Chesidim Yoyser El Yoyim, just reviewing, that Yerushalmi is Oisib Chesidim Yoyser El Yoyim, Shater Misgadelis Misaderes, as some Torah would become greater and stronger in them, Aideh Ufas HaSogas HaKoydish Mimata Kamus, even from that little that they were able to learn in the short time that they had, it would become greater and it would be Necholim Gedolim based on them, great powerful currents of Torah, rivers and currents of Torah. Umesigim Oirish HaTorah Gam Aideh HaTfilah V'Zbayin L'Shabah. They were able to master the light of Torah, also new Torah. Through the Tefillah and Hezbayin and Shabbat. Through this quality of Tefillah and Hezbayin and Shabbat. Shekoydim Sha'achla. Shahim Heim Gufay Torah and Nishmasu Shatar. She's Gufay Torah Halacha and Nishmasu Shatar Panim Yisatar. She explains on the left side. Climber. Lefi Yerushalmi. Koyche Shel Tefillah. According to Yerushalmi, the Koyach of Tefillah is Mashpia Gam Al Halimar Asichli. There's a tremendous hashpa of tefillah on the limud hasichli. If you look in the famous hakdama of the Chassam Sofer the Yerdei, Petuchei Chaisa, the Chassam Sofer talks about how Avraham Avinu was busy all of the time taking care of a company and cooking and cleaning chais and being involved with teaching the basic principles of the moon and so on. So as a result of that, he wasn't able to be masig madregas of Ruach HaKadosh of Nevuah, that he could have been masig if he would have been able to remain by himself, you know, a shepherd, and without being busy and handling all day with different people and all different things, he would have become much greater. Because Baruch says, "I'm a chas, I need Avraham." Says Shani, "I say I'm a chas, I need Avraham. Do I cover anything from Avraham Avinu?" So there, the Chassam Sofer explains how because he was doing the Ratzon Hashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the small time that Avraham Avinu had, because he was so busy cooking and cleaning and doing stuff, in the small time that he had, Kadosh Baruch Hu opened his mind up, and was mishpia madregas of nevuah that he couldn't have possibly. That he didn't necessarily earn through his avaida because he didn't have time. He was busy. There was a taina in Pressburg. There was a taina in the Chassam Sofer that the Talmidim came once to talk to him about. The Chassam Sofer was davening so long and davening so much. And so some of the Talmidim came to him to express their concern that the whole world is depending upon Rebbe's Torah. And the whole world is waiting for the Chassam Sofer to write tshuvas. And he's standing here half a day davening. And the Chassam Sofer said, "Believe me, understand that the only way that I'm able to write the tshuvas that you see is because of my davening. That's the only way I can write the tshuvas. And my whole avoda and tefillah is to come to this." So now, the way that will be understood in the conventionally is that he davened, and then Hashem helped him to understand the learning. It's much deeper than that. It's much deeper than that. But the Yerushalmi is saying. Let's just finish this. Being masik Torah does not only depend upon the effort that one puts in intellectually. We understand that it's not just a matter of how smart you are, but you're davening, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping you, answering your tefillahs, then He should help you, like the Chassam Sofer said. So the simple pshat is that Hashem answered his tefillahs. We daven, all of us daven, open our eyes to be able to understand the Torah. So the simple pshat is that Hashem responds to the Chassidim, that they're davening a lot, and therefore the Torah is misbareches. Etzlam ma'at akamus, therefore even if they learn a little bit, even because they didn't have time, hefeches l'nachal adir, it would become a powerful river of learning. Aydei tefillah. So we'll pick up with this in Mitzvah next week.